to ViralCast. I'm Nick Butler, owner of MovieViral.com, and today I'm joined by Scott Caldwell, contributing editor of MovieViral, and Ian Welford, contributing writer for the site. And we also have three special guests. The first one is Mike Selinker, and he is the president of Lone Shark Games, and later on we'll have two other guests who are waiting in anticipation for us to add them into the call. We're going to talk with Mike first, and this whole podcast is going to be dedicated to the Repo Men Hunt contest. Basically, I think we'll get into that more with Mike. You're from Lone Shark Games, right?
I am indeed.
Okay. And you did past ARGs like Citizens of Virtual and Find Evan Ratcliffe. And right now you have the Repo Men Hunt going on. Do you want to tell us about that a little bit?
I'd be happy to. Okay. So, hey, everybody in ViralCast land. I'm Mike Selinker. My company is working with Universal Pictures and Wired Magazine, Wired.com, to promote the upcoming movie Repo Men. And last year we did a hunt for the reporter Evan Ratliff with Wired Magazine. We tracked him down over 25 of the 30 days he would have preferred to be on the run. And then we realized that we did something that really captivated people. We had lots of people who really wanted to go on the run at some point in their lives, but who is going to let that happen? Well, turns out the answer is us. And so we put open the application process for just a week to see if there were even four people in the world that would volunteer to throw aside their lives just to entertain other people. And it turned out that there were lots more than four. We got hundreds of applications and we had a very difficult time, but we narrowed it down to four what I think are very interesting people. And their names are CG, Alex, Usman, and Will. And we're now in the process of watching thousands of repo men, people who've registered at wired.com/repomen to be the hunters of these people. We're watching them try to track them down through all sorts of means throughout the internet, through live searches, through any number of ways, hoping to find them, because if they catch a runner, then they will win $7,500. If the runners make it till March 25th, each of them will get $7,500. I should say, each runner that does that will get $7,500. And so,
Go ahead.
I don't know. That's basically the whole hunt, and we're in the middle of it, and we're seeing how it's going.
Now, I heard you said that you're kind of watching the hunters. Do you actually, I guess I would say, patrol Twitter streams and IRC chats just to see what they're doing?
Oh, yeah. They're fascinating people. I'm not the only one, too. We have lots of people who are online pretty much every hour there is an hour. And we're monitoring what they know. We're gauging what information they have about the runners. This is not necessarily information that we're sharing with the runners, but we're trying to see where they are. I mean, it seems like we have a very dedicated group of people. They're in Twitter, they're in IRC, they're in private chats that we can't even find. Some of them are working by themselves. There's a level system.
Now, I heard you say that you don't necessarily share it with the runners. Have you shared any of their findings with the runners, or is you just saying that for?
There have been moments where we have felt it necessary to clarify certain things that the runners have asked us, but we never volunteer information about what the hunters are doing to the runners. Because honestly, it's just four of them versus 300 million of the country, and that's about a fair fight.
That is a fair fight. Now, what's your role, your personal role in all of this?
Well, I'm the person who sort of stands above the whole thing, I guess. My creative director, Taylan Woodruff, is directly in contact with all the runners all the time and monitors the hunt and make sure that the posts from the Union and Argus and Groundswell are all taken care of. And it's my job to come into the middle of it and say, what would make this more interesting? So every day we throw something out that people didn't necessarily expect, one of which we will reveal on this show later. And and so that's my job generally, is to sort of make sure that the hunt continues in a way that everybody really enjoys it.
Now, I've actually watched The Hunters today. I met them all today, I was there when they found this clue, and they just immediately jumped on it, and they solved it within a matter of minutes. It was amazing to watch. Have you changed the clues at all to make them harder because of how fast they're solving their clues, or has it been the same, I guess, difficulty throughout?
I think it will continue to get more difficult for everyone as the hunt goes on. I think that the runners will find that the noose tightens even more around them, and I think that as the hunters gain skill and mass, they will find their challenges to be even more difficult to handle.
Now, have you watched the hunters actually struggle with any of the clues?
I've actually stayed out of their IRC because they'd pounce on me like a lion. So
they would probably know. When I got in there, they told me they knew where I lived.
Stranger! Yeah. No, I stay out of their way.
That's probably a good idea.
Hi, hunters. I'm not.
They're listening.
Yeah, I know. Wait, this isn't just us?
No.
Hold up, wait. This is live?
This is live.
Oh, that changes everything. Oh, I didn't know.
Now, this is something the hunters were wondering. Does Loan Shark or Universal have any plans for a party for the runners and hunters once this is all over?
Party?
They want to party. They haven't even solved it yet, and they're already asking about the party.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Let's see whether anybody merits a
party. Maybe the party could be right here on Viralcast.
Oh, there you are. There you are. I love this plan. Everybody come in their bathrobe. It'll be great.
Yeah. Now... there's also been chats in there, and I don't know if they're kidding or serious. You can't tell with these people, but they're nice people. I don't want to see them. I'm part of them. That's what I do. But they've been talking about a reality TV show based on the game. I don't know if you've heard this.
No.
They brought it up to me a few times, and they wanted me to ask you, what do you think about starting a reality TV show on the game? If you think about it, it'd be a good reality TV show. This person, you know, tries to evade... you know, just the public for a month.
This is not the first time this idea has come up.
No.
We consider the division of Loan Shark that does this. We call it Disappearing Inc. That is Disappearing, Incorporated. And who knows? We actually never thought that we would do this again after the Evan Ratliff hunt necessarily, because we didn't think anybody would want us to do it again. And of course, we were wrong about that. But we're entirely in favor of the plan of some wonderful corporate benefactor coming in and saying, here's a couple $1 million, send people on the run all the time.
I think they want to be a part of it. I think that's where they're asking.
I think that's true, too.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to add in the hunt or the runners now. Well, not all of them. We got two of them.
Yeah.
CG and Alex. We're going to add them in, and we're going to interrogate them. Now, Mike, do you want to help us interrogate them?
I might have some thoughts.
You know where they are, but...
I might have some statements to make. Okay. You never know.
Are you going to slap them on the wrist? Have they done something wrong?
Let's find out.
Okay, I'll add them in now. They're connecting. They're ringing.
This is the most exciting portion of the podcast.
Yeah, Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, cool. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Alex, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm in my comfy home and my comfy couch that I don't ever have to worry about leaving. Really nice. You should try that sometime. I mean, I can go to my refrigerator and have a glass of lemonade, homemade by my wife. It's really nice, actually. I mean, it's the kind of thing that you might enjoy.
Now, CG, well, can you hear us too?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, I'm Nick Butler. I am the owner of Movie Viral. We also have two writers, well, actually an editor and a writer for Movie Viral, Scott, who is the editor, and Ian, who is the writer.
Hello?
Yeah, so I just thought a little introduction was due. By the way, I just want you guys to know, This is live. I think one of you knows. This is live right now, and we've got all the hunters listening. And okay. Actually, when they heard you get called into this call, they heard the Skype, and now they know you're on Skype. So they're jumping all over that, I guess. But
they can't see your Skype.
Yeah, no, they can't see your Skype.
No, not at all.
Good luck finding us.
But, okay, we've got a bunch of questions here because I've been talking with the hunters all day, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm on their side. I want you guys to be found. Either way, people get money. That's always a good thing. So
didn't I tell you to tell them you were on their side?
I'm not going to lie to them.
Oh, I...
Yeah, Mike wanted me to say I'm on your guys' side, but I'm not.
Well, thanks for being honest.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I don't think all the hunters are going to be honest, though. They're going to trick you. I've met them. They're scary people. Now, I've got some general questions here, and then we'll get more specific. How has it been for the past few weeks, a week and a half, I think it's been, being on the run, being completely kind of isolated? Now, I think CG, do you have a friend with you? Is that right?
I'm not going to disclose any information as to whether I'm alone or with someone.
Okay. Fair enough. Am I just going to get no comment answers all night?
I'll give you some answers.
Where are you?
I'm in Atlanta.
Are you in Atlanta? Is that true?
Or China. I'm not really sure anymore.
Well, was Atlanta true, though?
No.
So you're lying. Wow. Hey, I was honest to you.
I never said I was going to be honest.
That's true. You never did. Okay, so yeah, how does it feel being kind of on the run right now? Obviously, this is something you've never done, I hope. If you have done it, that's kind of creepy. But so how is it like just kind of being alone, being on the run, having people chase you?
It's fun.
It's fun?
Yeah, it's like an adventure, and every day is something new. It's definitely a change from my pace of life. Before, so it's exciting. I like it.
Are you paranoid all the time?
No, not at all. I'm sure at some point it'll change, but right now it's fine. I'm not like looking around corners going, oh my gosh, have they read about me? But maybe that'll change. I'm not sure.
Now, how about you, CG? How has it been being on the run for you?
Well, I didn't really know how this was gonna go at first. So the first few days, I was overly paranoid. I was like, okay, I don't know where to go. I don't trust anyone. And anybody who looked at me sideways, I was like, do they know? Is it too soon? But the past few days, I've been having a ton of fun. I found out I can mess around.
CG, we can't hear you very well.
Your microphone's kind of up.
Yeah. It seems like it unplugged or something.
It's part of her plan.
I was just about to say, is that part of trying to tell us?
well, this is a live show. That's what happens.
Anything can happen.
Well, okay,
maybe she was found and she's actually yelling at somebody right now.
She's on the runaway.
Now, okay, well, until she gets that fixed, let's hope she works on it. Let's talk to you, Alex. We've got some specific questions for you. Let's see, Now, are you happy doing this, or do you kind of wish you would get caught?
Oh no, I'm definitely happy doing this. I hope I don't get caught for a very long time, I guess, to say the least.
Right.
I think that the type of person I am, I'm always up for a challenge and being outgoing and stuff like that, and all these day-to-day tasks and moving and being able to see all these cities is really fun. I mean, it is tasking to be able to go day to day and try and figure out what you're doing, and then also see what the hunters are doing is kind of hard, but at the same time, it's really interesting and exciting and something that is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be able to do.
Right. Now, have you been watching what the hunters are doing at all?
I watch Twitter and stuff like that. Right. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Does it get to the point to where when it originally started, you were saying, sweet, you know, I'm doing this for $7,500, and now it's kind of leading towards the way that you actually just want to see them lose and you win? Is that, you know, more of a good feeling to just outrun everybody at this point and
Are you talking about just seeing me sort of win against the hunters?
Yeah, you just want to see them all just kind of basically drop off and not find you.
Yeah, I think there's some entertainment in seeing them go the wrong way when you're trying to lead them somewhere. There's definitely a little bit of both in there, but I think it's more of just, it's really fun in its entirety, no matter if I win or if it's just the challenge of trying to outrun these guys.
All right. Have you been able to visit any places you've always wanted to see on this hunt?
Yes, I've definitely been to some places that I thought are really cool and walked around.
Like where?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Well, if you were there in the past, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, it kind of might be. It might give you some locations on where I would visit, you know. If I were to tell you what my ideal place would be, you might get an idea.
What is your ideal place?
You know, anywhere that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I could be real bland here.
So you like...
Are you going to say Atlanta and China again? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So there, you can't tell us any place that you visited, even a week ago.
Probably not.
How about this? So far, what has been your favorite place? And it can be... Just come on. That's a fair question. What has been your favorite place you've gone? It can just be a city or a state. It doesn't have to be specific.
I think my favorite place was Atlanta.
So you were in Atlanta.
I might have been.
I think you were, because you said that. I don't think you'd lie.
You don't think I'd lie?
No, you probably would lie.
She's on the run. She's on the run. I think she can lie about everything at this point.
That's true.
There is no question in my mind that Alex would lie about that. we did some questionnaires with the runners, and Alex was the only one who didn't seem to have any trouble whatsoever with the concept of lying.
Well, Mike, how about I ask you, was she in Atlanta?
I don't know. Alex, are you on my good side today?
I love you, Mike.
I thought that was true. Well, I mean, there's some clear indication that at some point she was somewhere near there. I would say that's true.
I could tell when she said she fired off. She said Atlanta. Come on. I was pretty sure she'd been there. No one would want to go to Atlanta.
What?
No. No one's gonna start off there.
Yeah.
Nope. Start off there.
So you've been at Atlanta or near there?
Maybe.
Did you visit any theme parks? Those are fun.
No, I didn't.
No theme parks?
No theme parks, nothing.
What did you eat when you were in Atlanta?
I ate a sandwich.
I've heard. How are you doing budgeting-wise?
Budgeting-wise has been interesting. I had a problem with some of my money stuff, so I was only running on cash last week.
Mm-hmm.
And had to get that fixed somehow. So I'll just say it's been a bit rocky at points, and that's it.
Now, are you allowed to, or have you taken any jobs?
No, I haven't even thought about it. I don't think I have time. Yeah.
That's true. You do have a lot to do. You could be like one of those people that like hold signs for those selling out businesses right in public.
Okay.
There.
Like a sign
selling flipper. Building.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
You'd look good in
stand
a stretch.
Yeah, thank you. I could try that. I'll look around here.
Yeah, you gotta look for a job.
Evan Ratliff had a couple of jobs on his road. He was a vendor at an NFL game, NFL preseason game, and did roadie stuff for a band. So it's definitely a way to get through the month without running out of cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a challenge. It'll be interesting.
Okay.
I was walking by a mattress today that was out on the ground, and I was seriously considering, you know, dragging it with me to stay at some point, but I didn't.
Okay, let's check here. I want to check. CG, can we hear you, or can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. let me ask you, where has your favorite place that you've gone been so far?
I actually really liked where I first got dropped off in Charlotte. Everybody was really, really nice there, and it was pretty cool. People were really helpful with showing me around, and I had the fun out there. It was a little colder than I would have liked, but overall it was a pretty nice experience.
Okay. Anywhere else that was maybe, you know, a few days ago? More recent locations?
Well, everybody already knows that I was in New York, and I had a lot of fun there.
I heard you were in New York.
Yeah.
You were in New York, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. I think Alex, actually, we might have crossed paths, because I went through Georgia, and then the next thing I knew, I looked online, and I saw something about Alex in Georgia. I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. I was like, I wonder if I can find him.
We probably passed in a car together, like, on the road.
Now, have you guys had any contact during all of this? Do you guys talk?
Actually, Alex, I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Really? You're the one
I was like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I cannot talk to Alex in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you can do it now. Whatever you want to tell her, you can tell her now. Feel free.
Yeah, you guys want to, like, sell each other out so there's one less person in the...
If you hint towards the other person, they'll stop looking for you less. That's what I figure.
It doesn't work like that, because, you see, if somebody gets caught, that's more heat on us.
So well, yeah, but you don't tell them where they are. You just give them a hint.
No, fuck that.
That would be a good idea. I thought that's a good idea.
I want us all to make it, seriously. Not just because it's in my best interest, but because it would be really cool for all of us to make it. I think we would all have a lot of fun traveling around and doing this. It's a learning experience, and it's something that's life-changing, and it'd be really good for us all to make it.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I totally agree. I think it would be better if only one of you made it. Then you'd have bragging rights.
This is true.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome. That's just what I think. That's my mentality, is if I'm doing something, I want to be the only one to do it. So.
Oh.
And I'm the honest one here. That's the weird thing.
That is weird.
Okay, so let me get some questions for CJ. Or CG. I keep saying CJ. CG. 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 Okay. Question for CG. This is from BigCat77. Where were you, or were you in Jimbo's in Tampa yesterday?
No, I was not.
What? Was that?
No, I was not.
Okay, no, you weren't.
Isn't that the one where they tried to match the floor pattern?
I really don't know.
Yeah, no. Good try, but no. Not even close.
Okay. I'll trust that you're not lying here.
No, I'm not lying. I actually read that, I think, on Twitter somewhere.
Now, okay, let me ask you that. Do you follow what they're talking? Have you gone to any of the IRC chats and just kind of watched them there?
I stay out of IRC, but I have ways of monitoring everything that happens. So I am constantly in the loop.
I want you to know that... did you have people working for you?
I am not going to say anything.
Come on. You're making this difficult.
I have a lot of friends in really good places, and I have ways of keeping in touch with everybody and know everything that's going on.
Yeah, I think if the hunters are listening right now, and they are, you guys have got to stick to private messages. Okay. Now...
Thanks for letting them know that, Nick.
They're listening. They know. They're smart people.
Oh, no, they know. I already heard about their little private rooms and their private chats and all your passwords to get in.
They're already analyzing, like, the echoes of your calls and stuff like that and trying to narrow it down to what room
sure
or house
are.
You might be in.
Now, let me ask you, CG, where are you?
Somewhere in the continental U.S.
That's what Mike said. Have you guys talked about this before?
I will also assure you that Alex is also in the continental United States.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I'm looking at a location right now on my tracker. In fact, this Google Earth thing lets me get pretty close to her. As far as I can tell, she has not left the continental United States.
Now, when you say continental United States, does that include Alaska?
That is not part of my definition of
it. Okay, I wasn't sure. Well, it's still North America.
Darn! How are we going to go there?
Are any of you planning to go to Alaska?
That's what I thought. When I heard about this contest, without knowing about the tasks you had to do, I'm like, well, I just go to Alaska. No one would look there. Or Atlanta. They both work.
Or Hawaii.
But,
yeah. You know. Hawaii.
Is there anywhere in the United States you guys will avoid? Just stay away from it. And why,
I guess. Can you avoid it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think I would. It depends on if it works with the tasks that are left over. If it's some podunk town that you can't even rent a bike in, then no. But if it's convenient for the time being, then I don't think that there's any.
So let me get this straight. You're renting bikes?
Yeah, and skateboards and spaceships.
But mainly bikes. Well, wait, spaceships, that would take you out of the continental U.S.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that doesn't help you there. So.
Now, who do you think will be the first person to be caught?
Oh, that's not
fair. Out of all four of you. Come on. Who will be the first person to be caught?
I answer that.
Oh, go ahead.
I was worried about you, Alex, but only because I couldn't contact you. So I was like, man, we have no way of warning her of anything. So I was most worried about you, and then not so much in the past, like, few days.
Isn't that the point, though, to not be able to contact her?
Well, I think it would work in her best interest to be able to contact her.
That's true.
I know that somebody is literally, they know where she is, and they're on their way to her now. Don't you think it would be a good idea for me to contact her and tell her to get out?
That's true.
My personality, that's just how I am, that's what I would do, because I'm trying to look out for these guys too, you know, like I want everybody to win. I know that there's lots of people who want to see us all fail, but that's not what I'm
there is money on the line. Now, have you you guys have said you're kind of following the Twitter feeds and you've got people maybe working for you, has there been a single hunter that you're afraid of, or do you even know any of them?
Yes.
Yeah, we're definitely aware of who's there.
So who are you afraid of most?
Fear doesn't come into the equation here, I think, at all for me.
you do seem like, I think if only one person makes it, and I haven't talked to the other two, but if only one person makes it, on how you presented yourself, I think it's going to be you, Alex. That's my guess.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nick. Nothing against you, CJ.
Okay.
No, that is being honest. But on that note, where are you?
Right now, everyone's in Atlanta looking for you. So that's why you're going to win. She's clearly not in Atlanta. She just tricked everyone.
So is there a single person, though, that is hunting that you're afraid of? Or not afraid of, but you're watching specifically, I guess?
Yeah, I know, for me, this guy Jetson, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but yeah, he's definitely one that I'm keeping my eye on.
Okay. How about you, Alex? Is there one that you're keeping your eye on, or no?
I'm looking at all of them, basically. Just using them as tools for myself. So I guess I'm not really, you know, zeroing in on anyone in particular.
Do you have, like, a list compiled of all of them? Or are you just, like, following them on Twitter or something?
I might have their home addresses.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they had yours, because I joined a chat with them, and they told me they knew where I lived. So...
Oh.
Yeah, that was a little scary.
Scary for you.
Yeah, it was.
There you go, hunters. You are all actually the game. You're going to get back to it. So.
Do you guys...
They're coming for you.
Do you guys know who the wizard is?
Maybe.
What does that mean?
It means I might know and I might not.
Yeah, this is a yes or no question. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll... Just think, maybe.
Maybe?
How often do you come in contact with the wizard?
Depends on who he is.
Well, who is he?
Who she is. Oh. How about you, CG?
Did you just say who she is? I think I just found out who the wizard was.
What?
So we may or may not have contact with this person that we may or may not know.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everyone just found out. All the hunters know now. They're jumping over it right now.
They know what we want them to know, and that's it. And they think that they're on top of their game, but they're so far behind.
Oh, there's a little. Ooh.
I'll just say to the Haunter last night that was in Latin Quarter, good try, but I wasn't there.
Now, have you talked to any of the Hunters, like, directly, without them knowing it?
I personally haven't been anywhere in connection with anything that the Hunters use. I may have my Twitter account that goes on and off every so often, but I've never directly talked to anyone on there.
Okay.
Just for safety precautions.
Right. They're pretty scary people. So are you being told the locations you have to go by? And maybe this would be a question for Mike, too. Are you being told where you have to go by Lone Shark or Wired or Universal? Mike?
There are certainly times when we suggest strongly that it's worth their time to go to certain places.
Now, that makes me think... and maybe I'm interrogating you a little bit here. I thought you were my friend, but maybe not.
Oh, right. That's right. I was supposed to be your friend.
Now that makes me think you're leading them away from the Hunters. But I also know that you're leaking information, too. So.
Also true. So it was really clear in the Evan Ratliff hunt that Taewyn, Evan's Vanished, was completely on the Hunters' side. Because although I never talked to Evan directly, I never told Taewyn anything. Mm-hmm. She had to find out everything by herself. In this case, we're a little closer in contact with the runners. So I know, like I said, I know where they are. And so I don't have any incentive this time to get mm-hmm. them caught, or at least not all of them.
Not all of them? Whoa. Are they bribing you?
But
are they like giving you a cut if they're not found? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I mean, I certainly, like I said, there are rules here, right? I mean, we can't allow them to hide out in a cabin in Montana for
right. So you're definitely leading them places, but you just said that there's certain people you might not want found.
I didn't say that.
Reworded, right? But that was pretty close.
Said there are certain people I want caught, but right. I didn't say there.
So who do you want to get caught?
No, right. I certainly wouldn't reveal that. But
you wouldn't
rooting interest, especially for anybody who's ever beaten Northwestern in a soccer game. I certainly have no rooting interest. Again. that sort of brings me to something I wanted to bring up, though.
Go ahead.
So there's something I needed to. Well, I got a message from the union that. From Groundswell that tells me something that you guys probably want to know. And I apologize for not telling you this earlier. Yeah, I've had it for a little while, but I just never remembered to bring it up. There seems to be a flaw in your artificial organs, in your artiflorax.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the problem is, yeah, turns out they're infected with the Ides of March virus. And it's a virus that's gone around from artificial organ to artificial organ. We can't really stop it. But the problem is it stops the jamming right around March 15th.
Are you freaking serious?
Well, don't worry, though. we have a patch to this.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, there is a patch. It will require you to probably be in a specific place to get the patch.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's not. Yeah. It's, you'll get an email later in the day that will explain this more directly to you.
Okay.
It's really not that severe. I mean, all it will do if you don't take care of it is reveal your location a couple times a day.
Oh, okay. Yes.
No big deal, right?
Yeah. So, it won't be all the time. It'll just be a couple times a day. So, but I mean, if you find that problematic in any way, then you might want to take a look at this email that goes out, giving you some ability to get to the people who can actually restore your jamming capability. And again, I'm really sorry about that. I tried to make certain that these artiforgs didn't have any flaws before they were inserted into your bodies, but you know, sometimes I can't be 100% sure about these things.
Cool.
That seems fun. Now let me ask you that. With hearing that, because Alex, you seem to be the one right now who's not afraid of anything. But with hearing that, are you maybe more paranoid now than at the beginning of this podcast about being found?
I think it'll bring a new level of challenge. It'll be interesting. We'll see when we get there, though, I guess.
Maybe
so I don't know at this point what to say.
Maybe I was wrong. So
Nick feels a little sympathy now when he's changing his sides, I think.
Yeah.
Seems a little late.
Yeah, it does. Anyways, so, Mike, do you want to, like, is that it? Is that all you're going to tell us?
Well, what else do you want to know?
I don't know. That seems...
Yeah, I'm not in the business of asking questions of me.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. What else would... So, let me get this straight. It's going to release their location a few times a day.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, that...
How much is a few?
Where is it going to release it to?
Look, it's a virus.
Where is it going to put it? Where are they going to... What is going to happen?
I need an exact number.
Right.
When the IMARS happens, we'll all find out together.
You don't know where it's going to go?
I like I said, the tech support division from Groundswell will probably make this
Come on, Mike. Where's it going to go?
I don't know.
I actually bet you don't know, do you?
I actually don't know these contacts will be.
Yes, you do.
Somebody knows. I don't.
I bet.
If you say Atlanta or China, we're hanging up.
It is not. That much I'm sure of. By the way, we've gotten so many people saying, why can't we be involved if we're outside the United States? And the answer is, because we're not outside the United States.
Yeah, hear that, Ian?
Yeah, thanks for that.
So, but we will franchise. That is, if somebody wants to do a hunt across India and wants to pay us a lot of money for that, we will happily open up branches of Disappearing Ink across the world.
There you go. You can save that for the Repo Man DVD release. Branch out a little bit more.
There you go.
Now, let me get back to the two girls here who are being hunted. So far, what is your favorite hotel been? Or motel, for that matter, I'm guessing. Do you have a favorite? How about this? Have you stayed, or do you have a favorite hotel or motel chain that you've been going to? Let me put this one more way. Where do you sleep at night?
Motel 8.
Do you prefer the same room number? Anything, you know, that's what Nick wants to know.
Those hour hotels, you know, that are local. Those are my favorites.
Have you frequented those before, Alex?
No. I'm not saying anything else. I think I've buried myself deep in a hole right now, so I'm good.
I think all we have right now on you is Atlanta, and that is very sketchy at this point.
Well, that's good then.
I guess. That's your point, but you could just end this right now. You know, maybe you're getting bored, maybe, you know, you're not having a fun time, you want to see your family. Where are you?
That's... China.
Well, Mike, she's broken the rules, so yes. Do I win?
In fact, if that were true,
do I win?
She would.
Well, Mike knows.
Yeah, he does. So, Mike, let me ask Mike.
Feel free, nobody asked me that question
right
yet.
Mike, you what city and question state is she in?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that. So,
right, okay. That's what I thought.
I am still concerned. You know, I'm looking at the virus right now, and I see that CG and Alex seem fine, but Will's battery's dying.
Really?
I'm worried that his artifact's going to run out on him.
What happens when that happens?
Yeah.
Oh, you die. But other than that, I don't think it's going to be I mean, we get it. I mean, the real question is, are we out an artifact? I mean, that would be unfortunate, but yeah, you'd pass away. But just 18% is not healthy. Will, if you're out there, charge yourself up.
What's gonna happen though if
if your Artifor goes out, you're done.
So he loses.
Absolutely.
Who gets the money?
That's a really good question.
I'll take it.
Does Loan Shark get it, or do I get it?
Ooh, extra money. No, that's a really good question.
You didn't answer that question, Mike? That's a very important question.
There's a provision in place that the runners have in their contracts.
They're saying right here that if, and I'm reading the IRC right now, that if he dies, not really, because that would be terrible, if he is to lose his, you know, Artifog, they should get the money. Right. They're saying...
the grand communal
thing. They're saying, give it to the IRC chat. They'll take it.
You know, IRCs are expensive. I mean, you know, you have to hire a tech support, maintenance, all that kind of stuff. That's $7,500 a month.
They're shouting, don't give it to them directly. Give them a party.
Give them a party.
They want the party again.
Party on Will.
Yeah, because he died. They're not worried that he died. They're worried...
I don't really see a need to describe the process of what happens when an Artiforg goes off. I think the runners completely understand that would be a mistake on their part.
Yeah. So you don't think he'll die?
I would be very surprised if he was dead by morning.
So what if he is?
I would be very surprised.
Okay, I'll take your word on that he's not going to die.
I feel.
However, I think the people in this IRC chat want him to die, which is a terrible thing.
They went from rather finding him to watching him die.
Yeah, they're all like, they've got their like torches, and they're not going to find him now. They're going to kill him.
We don't want that.
Yeah, you've started a safety problem here.
We are opposed to all such activities.
So you really...
It will not lead to anybody getting money. Will lead to people getting jail time.
All joking aside, though, you really haven't thought about where the money would go?
Oh, I actually absolutely do know the answer.
So where's it go?
But, no, we're not going to set up that scenario.
So where's it go? Come on. They want to know. The people want to know.
There are many things the repo men want to know. That's why they're repo men.
That's true. I'm not a repo man.
So you don't want to know?
I want to know.
Oh, well, see that right there.
Fair enough. Let's get back to the questions. Yes. Let's get back to the questions. There, we got a lot of them.
What?
What? What's that?
Did she just
die?
She'll be okay. Don't worry.
Okay, I trust you. What is your least favorite restaurant when you've been on the hunt?
I haven't really eaten in restaurants, to be honest with you. Okay. I've been, or with this budget, you have to eat small. So it's basically like anything that's on the street or, I mean, I don't mean
across America.
Wow, I don't know if I can recover from that. Like, basically, like, grocery stores and, like, or, like, you know, cup of noodles is great. Okay. That sort of stuff.
How about you, CG? Do you have any, have you ever gone to any maybe chain restaurants or anything?
Of course I have. I've already swept people some clues to some places I ate at and shot a few repo cards into the fishbowl. So, how about if they can find them now?
Okay.
I'm not sure that concept has been explained as clearly as it can be. They have the runners have been given a set of cards that exceeds the maximum number that all of the tasks could demand. So they are encouraged to drop them wherever they would like to drop them if they wish to tell people they've been there.
So can you say that one more time?
Well, I'm just saying that people have been asking about these cards a couple times, and okay. And they have enough to do all the tasks that require cards. So there's nothing stopping them from dropping them in various places. We of course love it when they do because that brings them closer to us.
Okay, and now I'm being told to ask CG a question. I don't even know what the question is here, but I'm guessing you'll understand. I'm supposed to ask you about the Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Yeah, I love that guy. What about him?
I don't know. That's I just
I just got really lucky. I got really lucky. I went into Dunkin' Donuts, and I was like, hey, so do I have your permission to videotape some stuff? I'm doing a little scavenger hunt of sorts, and I just got my coffee 3 times. That's it. I just have to get it on video. Is that cool to you? And he's like, can I make some jokes? And I was like, sure, man, go for it. And then he just did his little routine, and it was great.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. They wanted to know. They were very excited to find that out.
So I asked them, have they... That's the...
You're cutting in and out, just so you know. I think she's hitting the microphone right now.
She's pounding it against the wall, which is...
everything.
Has anybody found the Dunkin' Donuts guy yet? I don't actually know that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if they had found
that. They'll tell me in a second if they found him. No, they haven't found him.
If they found him, they're probably just going to beat him. Tell us. Tell us what you know.
Yikes.
How about this? Who's the Dunkin' Donuts? Do you know him? Like, obviously you didn't know him then, but what did you get his name and everything? Anything?
Oh, I know his name. Yeah, I actually had to call back and make sure everything was cool about the video being posted. So I know him. Definitely.
Okay, so who is he?
I'm not telling.
Okay, I thought I'd ask.
We haven't found him yet, because I mean, come on, this guy seems like he'd be pretty easy to spot.
Right.
Or at least they would know him.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Now, Alex, let me ask you this. Where was that statue?
Oh, boy.
They really want to know. They really want to know.
I bet they hate me for that.
They hate the statue. They really do. They're yelling at me right now to ask you.
You know, I can give them a clue.
No, just tell them. None of this clue.
You know, okay, so I think that they should look up the word Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to give up.
Now, when they do that, where should they look?
I don't know.
They're saying, well, come on, there's nothing else. Not anything else.
It's definitely not a memorial for the shuttle that was in the picture. I'm sure that, I hope they know that. That was just some Google image I got off of. It was like the third image in that said space. So that statue is in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans.
Yeah, look up Jefferson.
Fair enough. I think they'll find it now.
They'll find it.
That was actually killing them. I don't know why, but they were really upset about that.
In fact, I think we've lost all our listeners because they're going to look for it right now. Come back.
This person just said they're going to blow up the statue.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That'll probably cost you more than the winnings.
I think if they do that, they're breaking the rules.
I'm pretty sure it says no blowing up statues in the repo manager.
If it doesn't, put it in there now.
I'll get it in right away.
You might want to revise it.
Okay, now they want me to... How about this, CG? What about the fountain? There was a fountain?
Right.
I don't know. That's just... They want me to...
They want to know about it.
I guess where it is?
That actually, they already found it. It was in Pooler, Georgia.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Someone just told me to ask you. Okay, fair enough.
Down.
I guess that settles that, and we'll move on. How close have you been to get to have being found? Like, how close have they gotten to finding you? I'm guessing you know. It seems like you guys have been following it close enough to understand it if they're pretty close. So how close have they gotten to finding you guys at any point? It doesn't have to be now.
I mean, I think they've known where I am a little bit, but I don't know if anyone's been on foot around me. Not really sure about if there's been any hunters around me or not. So I really honestly don't know.
Okay.
They've come pretty close to me, actually. I'd say probably within a good 15 minutes away from me. Since anybody has gotten to me so far.
It's probably too close for comfort, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty, well, because the thing that scared me the most is I was actually on my way to that location. And then I found out that somebody was there, and I was like, time to change my plans. So I'll let you know, there are a couple people out there that are a little too good, and it's a little bit daunting to think about, but yeah, okay. It gets a little scary.
Now, have your dancing skills improved?
Hey!
Apparently, because, I don't know how to dance. I stick with the DDR pad, so.
Fair enough.
That's great.
I'm a gamer, not a dancer. I don't know.
That's fine. I don't dance.
Any of you guys do as fine a job to amuse Song as CG did? I was very impressed by that.
Fair enough. Now, they've also been telling me to ask this, and maybe this is to do with your camera guy, CG. How's Armin doing?
Tell them to ask him themselves.
Fair enough. You don't know how he's doing?
I know exactly how he's doing.
So how's he doing?
I'm not gonna say.
Okay. Now, what, let's see here. What is your favorite energy drink? Both of you.
Did you say Monster?
Did you say Monster?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to say Monster as well.
Okay. Now, have you had any, or is the budget... Like, okay, first off, do you drink energy drinks a lot, or is that just, like, a preference? And have you had any energy drinks since you've gone on the hunt?
I've not had anything. Yeah. I think I've literally just had water from the sink.
Okay.
Maybe this question will go with, the rules themselves is if they can't have the energy drinks, is there certain times of the day that the game is, like, off? Be like, come on, she's got to take a nap. You didn't find her. Wait till the morning kind of thing.
Right.
Where I live. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, it's helped get me through some nights where I just didn't sleep, so.
Oh, and no energy drinks. I'm sorry. No, but where I live, if we can't drink our sink water because there's mercury in it, isn't that fun? Maybe you should come by here and
lovely
have some of the water, and then that's we could delicious. Take your money. Because that's what happens when you die is we get your money.
Yep.
I guess.
It's really not
how we're going to work into that later.
So. Yeah, we don't know how that.
We'll talk about that after.
Have you settled into kind of an on the road routine where you're doing I don't know. Have you settled into where now you can move from one city to the next? And not have it maybe as harsh as it was in the beginning?
I'm trying not to settle into a pattern at all. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. But I do get the sense that there's a way and a design as to how to go about switching from place to place and what to do. So it's definitely like you're getting used to it after the last... I don't even know what day this is anymore. So last week or so, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's a week and a half, right? Something like that. How about you, CG? Have you had any routines while you're on the road?
No routines. I try to set up a plan, but I always have a backup just in case one of these hunters decides to come and ruin it for me. Mm-hmm. So no routine, because you definitely don't want to get settled into a pattern, especially with these hunters. They're too smart. If you do anything repetitive, they're going to catch on, and they're going to be there waiting for you.
I think you're much more respectful to the hunters than Alex is.
Well, I just have to give them some credit. Like, they've really impressed me with some of the things that they would find in my video that I just did not catch. Where I'm like, oh, there's no way, dude. I mean, there's just a little corner of this chair showing. It's fine. And then the next thing I know, they know the exact bus line that I was on. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. These guys are just way too good.
Yeah, I'll have to say I'll have to say I was a little bit surprised by a lot of what they found out already. Like on Usman's video where it showed the Brooklyn Pizza Shop or something like that, and then like they were like, "Oh, this is in Florida." Like,
does that kind of scare you? It would scare me.
It just keeps me on my toes, I guess.
I think
you just have to take that into account.
Mike, I think the fan base you have is professional stalkers.
Well, there's some to that. I mean, I would say that we've gone out of our way to make certain that these runners are as comfortable as they can possibly be, but certainly no more comfortable.
Yeah, and, thanks.
And so yeah, I mean, there's certainly some people out there who are delving into their past in ways that perhaps they might not prefer, but I think I was pretty clear that that might occur.
Yeah.
Now let's say you guys get caught. Of course you're not hoping for this, but I'm guessing you guys have to think about it maybe every day. What happens if I get caught? If you get caught, what are you going to do? What are you going to say to the person that catches you?
Are you going to be mad?
Are you going to be angry?
I couldn't really tell you at this point. I'll be a little bit disappointed in myself. But overall, it'll be a good game. I appreciate that all the work that the hunters have been doing to go into it. And I think on both sides, everyone's been doing a lot of work, and it's been a fun thing to be involved in. So whatever happens, happens.
Okay. So you haven't maybe thought of anything that that you'll say to the person that finds you, maybe a specific phrase of angry shouting or anything?
Maybe I might go like, darn it, or like maybe some cuss word inserted into there. I'm not really sure, but
I would go that route. I would definitely
I'm just not sure if I'm allowed to do that on the show. I'd definitely give them a handshake and say congratulations.
Really? I was thinking more of a fist face.
Or just punch them in the face. Take the art of work and punch them in the face with it.
Yeah, they're getting the money. I would be mad.
Sure.
But no violence. Keep that in mind, kids.
You know, I know what I would say.
I bet you've thought about this.
Yeah, I have. If I were stupid enough to be in these ladies' shoes, I would say a three-word sentence. You're buying dinner.
Right. I'll keep that in mind if it happens.
That'd be a nice way to meet people, start a relationship. Be like, how'd you two meet? Oh, he found me, literally.
Found me on the street.
And won money, and it was it. We were instantly in love.
They said, they're saying right now, if they find you, they're buying you lobster.
Ooh, so, cute lobster.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind. If you're found, you get lobster.
Honestly, if this hunt produces a love story, I would...
That would be very good press.
I will go to that wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You two let me know if that's coming up.
The cake is like an art of fork organ.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Your mouth. No.
Just an automatic no. That's it.
Okay, well, fair enough. I don't expect these two to like me very much by the end of the month, so.
I'm brave.
Well, you are going to leak where they are if they don't get that jammer.
I assure you that will occur.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's other things that Mike has in line.
Like what?
Sure.
Yeah, I told these guys so we got together in Los Angeles on, I believe, February 24th, and I told them that their first week on the run would be one of the hardest they'd ever gone through, because they'd had to go through all these adjustments in their lives that they'd never done. It would be by far their easiest week on the run. That despite it being one of the hardest things they've ever been through, they should expect that the second week would be much harder, and the third week would be much harder than that, and the fourth week, well, who knows if anybody will need that piece of information.
Wow.
Oh. Well, we could end this now if you guys don't want to go through this difficult task ahead. We can end it.
You guys are so generous.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of you guys. I guess in the end, I am on your side.
As long as that side includes $7,500.
That is correct. Well, wait, if there's two of them, so I'd get more than that, I'd get $15,000.
That'd be great.
I would.
Good luck.
Let's get back to the questions. Where are you? No.
China.
Yeah. Well, she's cheated again.
I've been in this podcast before.
Does anyone you know, family or friends, know where you are right now?
No.
Okay. Do you know where you are?
Nope.
Okay. Do either of you have fake Twitter accounts maybe that you're using to watch the streams?
Yes.
And what are they?
I think everyone knows one of mine is Antiphorg Liver. Okay.
If they didn't, they do now. I don't.
Well, they did.
They know. They're saying yeah. They know. So how about you, CG? Do you have a hidden Twitter account you wish to release?
I have Depot CG, but I do also have another one that I'm not going to be
what is
telling
it?
About. I'm not going to release that.
Come on.
Is it something like Dunkin' Donuts Girl or anything like that that they shouldn't?
I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't tell everybody that. That's secret
information. Really good dancer 77 or something. I'm kidding.
So how much has your daily routine changed since you've had to go on this kind of just on the lamb experience? How much of your old daily routine do you continue, and how much have you had to change? Or is it a complete change?
It's a complete, for me at least, it's a complete change because I try, and as soon as I get my task, I try and research and decide what I'm going to do for it first before I do anything else. Or it depends on the morning, I'll shower, like get ready to go, and then that's it. And then until I actually complete it or know what I'm doing for sure, then I do everything else that I need to do in a day.
Okay.
So I guess if that answers that question.
And CG, how much of your daily routine have you kept or changed?
Pretty much everything is different, with the exception of I am still able to get to some arcades. So
you go to arcades?
Oh, yeah.
A lot? Okay.
Fighting those, though. I'm very picky about where I go, and I'm very careful about what times I go and everything like that, but gaming is really hard for me to put down, and that's probably about the only thing that hasn't changed. Everything else, and normally I sleep until 12, 1 o'clock, and now I'm getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock sometimes at the latest.
So it's hard for you to get rid of gaming from your life. Can I remind you that $7,500 is on the line? I mean, for me, that would be an easy just kind of forget what you're doing and just stay hidden.
Keeping myself, really calm is also another part of it, too. Do I want to sit in a room and be paranoid all day, or do I want to get out? And when I know that I'm in a safe location, do I want to go out, have a little bit of fun, and just chill for the day?
That's true. And then maybe they won't be expecting to see you in such an open place in your spare time, so they wouldn't look for you there. But now they would, because they know you're an arcade.
It doesn't happen as they think, but, I mean, I find ways to enjoy myself still.
This is a question. Do you guys have a Mac or a PC?
PC.
I'm a PC.
You're a PC? They wanted to know. I guess. I don't know. They wanted to know.
I want to know how that would help.
Hey, maybe there's something in Windows that lets you find people.
Yeah, exactly. Because
there's so many security risks with it. I don't know.
A secret bug.
Yeah.
Part of Windows 7 lets stalking be that much easier. So.
Enable Windows Stalker.
Now, CG, what's your favorite game at the arcades?
It depends on it. A lot of times they don't really have the games that I want to play, but I'm pretty big into Street Fighter 4, actually.
Street Fighter 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Note that down, Hunters.
Good luck.
Now, Mike, do you have any questions for him?
For them?
Yeah.
I can talk to them whenever I want.
I know, but not publicly.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm curious about how you have found the tasks. Have you found them to be easier or harder to accomplish than you thought they would be? Do you find them to be just a clock you have to punch every day? Or are they actually things you go out of your way to really plan how you get through them?
Want to go first on this one, Alex?
Go ahead.
With the fireplace task, my first task, that was the hardest one, just because the first thing I was thinking was I need to get the hell out of the state, and then I had this task that I had to complete, and I just didn't know where to go. I was in the middle of nowhere at the time when I received the task, so I was not too happy about that one. But the tasks that I've had lately are pretty easy, but at the same time, they're putting me in a position to where I'm around a lot of people. So I have to be really careful about where I pick to go. It's not always the most convenient place. It's the best place to do my task. And that's the thing that I found. It's kind of tricky to work with.
I think for me, the tasks have just made up what my entire, each entire day is. And I've really enjoyed a lot of them, but some of the other ones I really haven't been too happy with. I had a lot of fun with the one I did today, and I think that everyone will see that and hopefully enjoy it too. But there have been ones, like, for instance, where I had to go to a tourist area the other day where it had to be literally, like, display where I am, which wasn't, like, I was just kind of, I don't know. Because I guess before I was always into not showing them where I was or being, trying to be creative in some way to go to somewhere that was really generic in the United States. But the tourist area thing was more specific, like, go to this aquarium where everyone knows you will be. So I don't know. It just depends. It's been really fun, though.
You've been in an aquarium?
Almost as close as I've been to China.
You gotta watch out for those killer whales, though, because I don't know if you've seen the news recently.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's crazy.
So can I tell you how I interpreted those answers from CG and Alex?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
CG said the tasks were too easy, and Alex says she has too much time to do them. So maybe we'll change that.
Yeah, I mean, you're in charge. Well, you're helping out, and so you can fix that, right?
I think that's okay. Well, I'll take your recommendations under advisement, ladies.
So, I'll say it's actually tricky because the most convenient thing, the most convenient way to do it, like, let's say I had the landmark one, and let's say I was in the Capitol. Okay, well, I'm going to go take a picture of the Capitol because I have to take a picture of a monument. But it's like, okay, now I can't do that because everybody that knows I'm in the state is going to go right there. So you have to still, you know, complete the task while avoiding the most amount of people as possible, which is tricky. Can't just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go down to SeaWorld and take a picture because it's right down the street. Like, you might have to drive 4 miles or 4 hours out of the way just to complete your task for the day. And like you said, it might take up your entire day to complete that task and still make sure that, you know, you're not getting your coordinates told, but you're not being followed and nobody's going to see you there. Nobody's expecting you to be there.
Yeah.
All right. I've understood. I'll just take away from this conversation what I needed to take away. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Jesus.
Which is more work for you two now.
Not just you two.
Thanks,
I'm
Mike.
I'm not talking to Will and Usman today, so I'm going to assume their opinions are the same as yours.
Oh, no!
Afraid.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. You ruined it for yourself. Everyone.
They want to know.
Question. That was the only question I was curious about.
Okay. They want to know, Alex, if you can do a task without using Photoshop.
Well, I think my task today isn't going to use any Photoshop, so it's using a different program, but yeah, I can definitely do that.
Okay, they just wanted to know. I don't know if they specifically wanted to know, like, if they were getting mad at you for using it, I don't know.
I don't think that they were.
And then someone else asked, do you plan on going to the SXSW Music Festival in Austin?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's basically... So where are you going next? Where are you going next?
Yeah, if you're not going to tell us where you are now, how about where you're going next? Can we get that?
No?
Canada.
You can't.
$7,500.
Okay, and I'm going back to Los Angeles, you know, I'll pick up my car. No, not really.
I might go to Texas.
You might go to Texas?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Okay. They're asking, who is TikTok?
Kesha? I don't know.
They haven't met TikTok yet.
They haven't met him yet?
Nope.
So who is he, Mike?
I don't think they want to meet TikTok.
Oh, good.
Okay. So TikTok is not on our side.
I didn't say whose side TikTok was on. I just said I don't think you want to meet him. Or her.
Well.
Okay. Well, I mean, if, Mike, you don't have any other questions, we don't have any questions here. I'm sure, obviously there's more questions. But I personally do not have any more questions. Besides, where are you? But that's been clear. It won't be answered. So
you could ask it a fourth time. It might work.
It might. You know, that's what I'm just hoping that one of these times they answer it, and then I'm $7,500 richer.
It's entirely
possible. If I go there, I suppose. That wouldn't
really. It's entirely possible they did answer it.
Oh, is that a hint?
It might be possible.
I could ask you, Mike. You seem like a nice guy. Where are
I
they?
Do seem like a nice guy.
But you're not. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that appearance is something I'm very good at.
Okay, before we end here, they're asking now, when's the party, Mike?
I don't think I committed to one of those.
Oh, they want to know, though.
That's great that they want to know. As I said, that's their job.
All right. So, Mike, what do you want to plug here at the end for the Repo Men Viral?
Well, I mean, I think people have been to most of the places that we've told them. I mean, obviously, people who are listening to this for the first time strongly recommend you go to wired.com/repomen, wired.com/Argus, and a site called theunioncares1word.com. You'll also probably want to check out #repomen on Twitter, and what am I missing?
Well, the IRC chat.
Yes, but I don't know how to get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the people that are in the IRC chat don't want any press. They want to keep it kind of hidden, so they can stay hidden.
Yeah,
I think if you look it up on Twitter, you can find it. Just Twitter search for Repo Men # and then IRC.
I think I care. That's it's adorable that you think I care.
I don't think they really care.
Yeah, they don't need me there.
Half the people don't even know how to use IRC.
I was just saying that for people out there who are new to listening to that, not directly you, Mike.
Good point. Yes, I would strongly recommend people seek out the IRC chat because it appears that the most dedicated hunters are there and they seem in a sharing mood for the moment.
I asked them earlier what happens when they're found, who gets the money, and they didn't kind of, you know, who knows? I guess they're saying if it's a joint operation, they'll split it. If not, they'll just keep it themselves.
There's really no reason to think any kind of betrayal would occur under that circumstance.
They do seem like nice people, and they get along very well, so I don't think they'll have any problems.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll plug our websites, movieviral.com, obviously. You got twitter.com/movieviral, and you can follow me specifically at twitter.com/NicholasButler. Thank you for joining us all. It has been a great viral cast. I still kind of want to know where you are.
But I'm sure you do.
I really do. You have no idea.
I'm in Seattle.
That does not help me.
Well, I mean, if you want,
are so you being hunted?
Want to, like, go out to dinner with me? That's really depressing.
If you pay me $7,500, I'll come find you. How about that?
I'm not going to do that.
No. Well, they would. That's basically
fill your gas tank and send you back on your way. That's what you get if you come back.
I don't think that's likely.
So I'm not going to Seattle anytime soon. Yeah, so thank you for joining us. It's been a great time. Maybe we'll have you back in the future after everyone's been caught, and it will happen.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And one last chance, and then we'll end it. Where are you? No. Go ahead. No hints? Come on.
Nope.
You don't have any like sneaky hints that'll make them go on a crazy tantrum of finding things?
I think if you watch my video today, it'll be very clear.
Yeah, same here.
Come on, guys.
I'm not hiding anything in my information that I'm going to be giving out tonight, but until then, they're going to have to wait.
Yeah, you sure?
I totally agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Nick.
Fair enough. Thank you again for joining us. That's been a great podcast. Thank you to Mike.
Most frustrated you've been at the end of a
podcast. I normally end on a high note. It's like, this has been a great podcast. But this has not. We've gotten no... No, this has been a great podcast. And thank you guys for spending the last hour and a half with us.
Fair enough.
That's it.